Daf Nun Omid Alf.
Shavah Sheish B'Chemesh. Shtus Mekach. That's 1/6 of the value. Shavah Chemesh B'Sheish is Shtus Mois. And if it's worth 5 and sold for 6, that's a 1/6 of the money being paid. The Alter Havi Mechila. I feel a Yach, so the Alter even wants to retract right away. If you want him to say the Vadek Pshita, it's certainly obvious that the Lealter Havi Mechila immediately he's forgiven it. Because if he's coming to them, if he tells him he has the time to show it to others, etc. What's the difference between Shtos 1/6 and etc.? Ika the ilu shtos ketani masis the mishnah said mishahuta alof, one who got mischarged then yadol yoni, he has the winning argument. Russell chazaber, if he wants he can retract. But filu pachos mishtos im b'chayzer besoch kadesh yir l'tagger olukrav, if he retracts reneges within the amount of time that it takes to show to a merchant or to a relative kana, then he still acquires the object umachzol, then he just has the mischarge is settled. By the case of the merchants in Lud, in our Mishnah, Sabru Rabbanan the Beis Midrash Yosha, that's the Rabbanan in the Beis Midrash, the boy the Mishnah being Ba'in, they want to come and answer the question from this. Pachos Mishnah should be Tafran Lavunah, he's not considered a mischarge. Eloka Pachos Mishnah, the Rabbanan, rather it's like less than a sixth to the Rabbanan. Yemar, the Bishlamim Bechilu the Rabbanan, that when Rabbanan says you forgive the mischarge, Bechdish Yeruhu, it's an amount of time that you have to show it to a relative or a mitra. Kirmalu Rabbi Tarfin Bim Bechilu Didei, then when Rabbi Tarfin said when forgiving the mischarge to himself, Kolayoim, that he says for all day, Tahainim Bepruta Vad Shlish, that's from one Pruta all the way up to a third. Mishim Hochi Chazum Eikara, self provision, they were happy to Shtos Vieser al Shtos. But say 1/6 and more than 1/6 ad shlish until the third l'rabban havi chazara. That according to Rabbanin, the guy can renege b'soch kadesh year, so long as it's within the time of showing it to a relative or a merchant. V'matzal achzer min hamekach chazim. Once we go back from the purchase, he can go back on it. V'chashav le'ihu mechila, and he considered it something which you forgive. And he requires it to machzor, and he just return the mischarge. V'chi amar lehu kolayim, when he said to them it's for the whole day, the machzor lehu tovim made them lose a lot. The bachos mishtus cost less than a sixth, or shtus, or a sixth, the rabbanon, according to the rabbanon b'chdeshi yira, within the amount of time, you have the time to show it to a merchant. And he's very confident said this for the whole day. They have to return the mischarge. And if you want to say according to the Rabbanan, 1/6 or more than a sixth, it's something which you can retract on the day, and according to the Tafran Kana, they required it, and you return the mischarge. It was still better for them that the time frame to retract was only enough time to show to a merchant. They don't come within that amount of time. They've considered forgiving it. They acquire it and return the from acquiring it and having to return to you have the time to return it. The time to go back on it the whole day. Daf Nun Amud Beis. Rabbi Tarfon Nami the Altar Bechil the Pachos Mishlish less than a third. And my Chos Ha Kol Hayom the Rabbi Tarfon Mishlishu. The Kamalot the whole day the Rabbi Tarfon said they have is well, the third difference. He's Hormo and Nuz Shlishin. Just be careful about a third. Vehikol Akol Mechil the Altar. Everything will be a forgiving of the mischarge immediately. Mishlish on Shlish Rabbi Tarfon Haviyano is considered a mischarge kishtus atzma l'rabbanon, like 1/6, it's exactly according to the rabbanon. Ve'i einu chelik al chachamim, and doesn't argue on the rabbis, elo de bitl mekach didehu, v'ashi lehu no. That is that their bitl mekach, he says his own no. He had all ayin, he has a winning argument. Ve'i leave the rabbanon, and according to the rabbanon, shnim chesir, both of them could reneg. Yechad the rabbitafin a bitl mekach l'chadeh polati, the rabbitafin is only arguing on bitl mekach, v'mayi samcho mekar originally. Tishad made the self from the fact that they were happy. Bitl mekach lor bolin. To meboil on the kamen and ask later ilu yolam chayzer okdishi yira. That if they have the rights to be checked forever or just in the amount of time to show to a merchant. Tishad we should answer them in the samcho that they were happy. The lor bolin li yolam chayzer. According to the bolin they can always reneg. Chiyam al huvar bitarfen and the bolin of bitarfen said to him, no, that it's a mischief. Shahim al yisru in the okdishi yira. And they thought it was a amount of time. It was only for the amount of time that you can show it to a merchant. It's really held. Well, no, some of that with regard to a mischarge, they were happy. Kimmel who call him Chosu had the reasons the Bainly Oilum Choiser, who being choice, call him. Because the difference between being able to renege forever or just the whole day, Hanu Portihi, it's just a little bit of a gain. The Lideo, because according to them, the Shahoi's Harbe, Yesh, Lumlech, Kolayim, because they have a lot of time during one day to ask. But even furthermore, oh no, yes, to mischarge more than a sixth, it's not something common in the Kamasa Lubishtos, asking, making them lose with regard to 1/6 itself, the Rabbanu, according to the Rabbanu, Bechleish, within the amount of time to show to a merchant, the Lidei, according to every time from Kalyam, this is the whole day. This is like a mischarge, Bechleish, a year, and it's only up to the amount of time of showing it to a merchant, but in Bein, the Bittel Mekach, no difference between mischarge and Bittel Mekach, but Ella is the Boino, that by mischarge, Yodo Alayoni has got the winning argument. With Bittul Mekach and when it's Bittul Mekach, Shneim Chayzer, both of them can retract. Kimash retired from the Bittul Mekach Oino, and therefore when retirement says that Bittul Mekach is Oino, it's a double him, it wasn't a gain for them. Some Chub Mishtos Asma, the Hod, the Omer, and the Kstam, which we said Mishtos Vajshlish, that for 1/6 into 1/3 of retirement, when retirement is Kishtos Rabban, it's like 1/6 to the Rabban, and Mishtos Milo, and from one shtus and above, Omru they said, that's what they said, Velo shtus asked for that 1/6 itself. It seems a lemur, Kalemur, it means to say, Imbus a lemur, if you want to come to say, Pshita, then it's obvious. To the old horse, can always go back forever. To Ibe Chdesh Yira, because it was only within time to show it to a merchant. My ego, what's the difference? Ego, the Ilushtus, Ki Nami Aminu Tervayu, Bechdesh Yira, Ki is also when we say that both of them are only to the time to show to a merchant, the 9 years is still a difference. Anyway, so this difference between them. Originally, Kishabul, who are retiring, yes, or so you know, the retiring is more than 1/6 is still called no, the Rabbanon, that according to Rabbanon, Bittul Mekach is called Bittul Mekach. Below Hirchiv is man, has already lengthened the amount of time to renege. Some of them are happy, but just ask them with the actual 1/6 in Bechibul. It's considered, the altar is considered immediate forgiving, as we said. They have the whole day to go back. And Chosu, they wanted to reject the Hikmel Lehem because he's being stringent to them on more than 1/6 to Pogam Lehem Yeser. The Master Shmichem, he was hurting them more than that which he made them gain. Bishtos Atzvok, and with regard to 1/6, because the preacher says, we explain. Eliyamar, Tuli Olam Choyzer Ni, Nami. And even though indeed he said that 6 itself is considered all not like the Rabbanon, the high normally that which he said earlier, some they were happy with 1/6 itself. It was a difficult scratched answer. Because of the original happiness, the kashal and the behalik question, but my simcha, what were they happy? Vahashta, Martali, now you told me the simcha may occur. The reason why they were happy originally is Bittul Mekach, because it was considered Bittul Mekach, Tavi de Rabbanon. There was according to Rabbanon the Yolam forever. That's something which is the Bittul Mekach according to Rabbanon, you can go back forever. Ulu Rabbanon, Rabbi Tarfin, according to Rabbi Tarfin, how you swore they thought Bechdei Shiira. It's only until you could show it to a merchant. The kid didn't know, like you said, Gondo the Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, Gihad Armelu. Then when he told them Kol Yom, it was the whole day. Akati Simcha. There was still something happy for them. The Rabbanon the Yolam, because according to the Rabbanon, they can guy can redeg forever. And Ulu Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Tarfin Kol Yom. The Zulu was only the whole day and no more. Everyone's time because of the halachas of 1/6 itself. Exactly. The Lorbono, on the corner of the Rabbanon Bechdesh Yira, it's only until you show to the merchant the day, and according to every time from the Kalayim, it's all day. Harbu Shvach, Sheshvich, every time. There's a lot of gain that every time gave them, but yes, Charles Schultz by more than 1/6. But Begam Shabogam Mishdas Asma from the detriment he gave them. By the 1/6 itself, why should you only zar b'shtos asma? They could be careful not to do make it 1/6. If the chulam at a little bit less than that, but it'll be immediate to forgiving. Nimzu comes out mishnakrin b'shor b'tarfin. They're gaining by b'tarfin's words. Kolol noshi asar shtos, and you'll know it's more than a sixth. Bittul mekach lo shchich ve'in shvach zen. This and the gain the chashal him wasn't considered important to them. But meeting anything to lo shchich, which is not common. Chimikri. And when it happens, Havi Nami, Havi Nisan Lo Yishoyz Kol Yom, Lachzer, he also gave them the whole day to reneg, Veroiv and Nimlochayim, and most people that are asking about their purchase, Nimlochayim Bobayim, they asked that day, Hilkach Lefer Pagam Dishtos, Aswad of Lahu, the ruining them on the actual, on 1/6 exact, was more important to them. Hilchos Abachos Mishdos Nigdale Mekach Le'alter Mi. The Yeser Shdos Bittul Mekach Veshtim Chazer both of them can reject. Shdos Asma Shdos Kaina Beinechem Mehem Yochel Lachzer. Neither of them can reject. Lachzer No. Let's say the Rav and Rav does not hold of the that which the Mishnah said. The Yodol Yon the Masis. The Mishnah said he's got the winning argument. It's really like Rav Nosson the Brisa. He holds like Rabbi Nosson. The Brayson, the Kaimel, because we pass Rabbi Nosson, Dainahu, the Rabbi Nosson was a Dain, and Nachos, Ukudadin, and he always gets the actual halachos of a court case correct. And this is in Beperk of Bayes of Aliyah, and the last Perk over here in Perk of Bayes of Aliyah. Zevzet Oino, Bidu Mekach, both will know, and Bidu Mekach. Yodo, Yad Moichar, Allah, Yen, Imnisan, and Moichar, if the seller was had the Oino, but who didn't Imnisan, Lokech, and so too, if the Lokech, the purchaser has oh no, yad lokech halal yerin. Then the purchaser has a winning argument. Welcome up meal mekamen. That's what we're going to say. It's later on. My desharim the mesis and the price that which was left over in the mishnah was mentioned in the prices. That was that oh no, obed the mekach both oh no and obed the mekach losh on the bechleishir. That's only until you can show it to a merchant el lokech shemechol because he's holding on to the object. We yochel harvosin can show it. Harvosin can show it to other people. Moicher this shein beyad the mal harvosin and his hand wants to show. Velum lechad to ask. In a macabre, and also he doesn't know about the mischarge. Ad shiur talasachers kinemaisa. So this is another talis, the same as the one he sold bedom yukarm with the but it was a higher price. Then hilkach. Therefore, halilim chayz. You can always go back. Imlo nesekul talis to spend time. If not, that the unless the prices of the talis went up in between, then he could act retract.